This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Tank Sinatra.
And I'm Investigator Slater.
And together we co-host a podcast called Psychopedia, which is a true crime podcast infused with comedy, making it a crimedy. Each week, Investigator Slater brings us a wild and thoroughly researched true crime case. I'm here to digest it all and react just like you probably are right there on the other side of the microphone.
Somehow, I've got to present each case with the detail and respect it deserves, while also cracking up at Tank's perfectly timed humor and thought-provoking questions.
Listen to and follow Psychopedia on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Troubles keep piling up for embattled San Mateo County Sheriff Christina Corpus. There are two new votes of no confidence handed to her. For more on this, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Mateer. And Phil, these no confidence votes, where are they coming from?
Well, they're coming from the Board of Supervisors and now other elected officials. And most recently, the city of San Carlos, which is in San Mateo County, and contracts with the Sheriff's Department for Police Services, as the city council has joined in the chorus of vote of no confidence for embattled Sheriff Christina Corpus and calling on her to resign. And she's not going to. I don't think she's going to. I think this is going to continue to be a boiling pot of troubles for the county and for the sheriff. And I don't see a quick end in sight.
And also, San Carlos contracts with the Sheriff's Department for Police Services. And I guess there are several more cities within San Mateo County where this happens as well.
Right. Now, they're not stopping the service. They're not. Nobody's going to drop the sheriff as protected. But what they're doing is expressing concerns about a report that was put out by retired Judge Ladoris Cordell, 400 pages. You and I are familiar with her work. It's pretty solid in the past, and it contains a list of allegations and questions about improprieties within the office. And a lot of it boils down to her relationship with her chief of staff or top aide, Victor Ayinje. And questions about conflicts of interest. There's also allegations of possible homophobic slurs and racial slurs being tossed about. She denies it. He denies it. And that's where it stands because, under the state law, the sheriff is an independently elected official. And you can call from them to resign, but short of a recall or a special measure, they don't have to. And that's why the Board of Supervisors there, and sort of an act of frustration, is saying, well, let's go with the ballot and have a one-time provision put on before voters that will allow us to remove her from office if this trouble continues. Some people I've talked to say it's a question about even if that's even constitutional. So we have this growing questions about the confidence of the sheriff, trust in the sheriff. She's fighting back. She's hitting the media bricks, getting her side of the story out. In the meantime, a new twist came in when she arrested the head of the Sheriff's Association, the Deputy Sheriff's Association, for allegedly fraudulent time card submissions, and then handed the case to the district attorney down there. And I'm not sure the district attorney is going to charge it. I'm not sure there's significant proof of wrongdoing. So that's going to be added on as well, as there's going to be allegations that she's retaliating against people. But it's this pot is boiling, and every day somebody else is joining in the chorus. But so far, like I said, she's fighting back and standing firm.
Phil, one of those two no-confidence votes came from the San Mateo County Organization of Sheriff's Sergeants. Her captains have already said they don't have confidence. What's the morale like in that department?
Well, I've never seen one like this before. Just about every group that is working with the sheriff is issuing votes of no confidence one way or the other. Now, you have to understand, this is internal politics, all right? For most of the men and women of that department that go about their jobs, they go about them every day, and that's it. The morale is not great, but they're trained, and they're there not for the morale of the department. They're there for the morale of the public, and so they get out there and do the job. If they don't like it, they can leave and go someplace else, but we haven't seen an exodus of officers. So right now we've got a tempest in it, and if it's in a teapot, it's overflowing now and capturing the headlines and the attention of the voters of San Mateo County as well. And that could be a determining factor.
All right, Phil, thank you very much. That's KCBS insider Phil Mateer.